Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. I reckon 90% of businesses are destined to fail before starting. I know, big statement. But the more and more I've seen over the last couple of months, the more and more I feel like people just don't get it. They don't get their own business. They don't get how to be able to help their own people. They don't understand their own model. So in saying this, what I'm seeing is wrong model, wrong impact, wrong result, wrong thinking. And that's why 90% of businesses are destined to fail. I'm going to dig deeper into that real soon. Hey, if you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network free Facebook group, make sure you search the Million Dollar Referral Network on Facebook or click in the description wherever you happen to be listening to this podcast. And also, if you want to get our 112 guide, how to get 100 new clients in the next 12 months with no ad spend, just go to 112.com. So the mistakes that have really stood out, and it's brought me to why I really want to be able to go through this with you today. I feel like business owners right now are so caught up in having a business that they're forgetting to actually understand what are the results that your person wants. So let's go from 30,000 feet above, looking down on your business, and if you were to ask yourself, okay, my ideal prospect, and they only want one result, what's that result? Now, I get there's lots of little offshoots from that result, but if you could only tell me one result that your person wants, what is it? So is it about getting back more time? Is it about better management? Is it about being more productive? Is it about growth? Is it about having a greater purpose? Is it about finding love? What is it that if your person only got one result, is it about having financial freedom? Is it about having security? What's the one result that your person needs? Now, if you've got to spend 2, 3, 4 seconds actually thinking about this, you're not dialed in enough. It should be instant. The result my person wants is straight away. It shouldn't be, oh, and they want this, and they want... No, there's one thing that your person really wants. Do you understand what's in their head? What's in your prospect's heads? What are the frustrations? What are the fears? What are the aspirations? What are the wants? See, quite often, we're too caught up as business owners in terms of what we think it should be, not actually what the prospect thinks it should be. And now, I'm not saying you need to go and do countless amounts of hours of market research. No, you don't. Hey, understanding your market can happen pretty much instantly, and a lot through trial and error. But most of the time, we don't spend enough time actually breaking this down and thinking about it. I'm constantly on the lookout for great businesses to be a part of, invest in. And what I've seen is that majority of businesses, I wouldn't, because the business owner does not have a clear idea themselves on the result they get, or the wants, fears, frustrations, aspirations, desires of their prospect. And then there's one massive thing that I see is just such a huge mistake. The end game that you want to play is not powerful enough. It's not going to get you up at 5 a.m. without an alarm every single day, Saturday and Sunday, excited to be able to create this. It's going to wear off. So if you don't understand the real result that's needed, If you're caught up in your own head, if the game you want to play is not big enough, your business is destined to fail. So what can we do to be able to change this? That's more important. Because it's not doom and gloom. Your business shouldn't fail. But there's a few things that you should be doing right now to be thinking about your business on the business rather than in the business. See, if you get this wrong, it's just hard work. Like, business can be hard enough as it is. You don't need it to be harder. It feels like a grind day in, day out. It feels hard to be able to just keep on going. But if you get this right, the excitement, the passion, the drive, it'll just be second nature. You won't even need to be doing other things to make it happen. To be honest, most businesses and most business owners are so entrenched in the fires, in the parts in the business rather than on the business, that they haven't spent the time actually creating the business of their dreams. They're racing around like headless chickens, hoping that things will fall into place. So there's a few things that you could be doing right now. I'm going to go through four things that I think if you worked on these four things, and you got really clear about them, you'd start to feel like your business is heading in the right direction. So the first thing that you've got to have, you've got to understand, and the businesses that don't understand this well enough, I'm sorry, you're just wasting time. Sure, you might have a service, you might have a product, you might be able to do things. But it's going to feel like a grind and hard work and you have to hustle day in, day out. You don't have to hustle. In fact, you should never have to hustle. The people who think you have to hustle, well, they don't know any different because they probably didn't get this right. Don't fall into that way of thinking. So the first thing you've got to understand is what result do you get your people? If I come to you with a sad face, and by the time you weave your magic, I have a happy face, what is that result? Now, I don't care what you do, how you do it, don't be airy-fairy about this. Because all that shows is that you do not understand the actual pain point and the result that your person wants. Like if you were to get them alone, you're one-on-one, and you break them down and they're in absolute tears because they don't have this result, what is it? Not surface level, not big picture, it's one result. Then the next part is what impact do you want to make? So we're really clear in what drives us. We want to help 50 members generate 100 new clients with no ad spend in 2021. Like if we had 50 of our members generate 100 new clients, that's adding anywhere from $500,000 up to $2 million to their business. The effect that that has, the ripple effect throughout society, them being able to hire people, them being able to give their current people more hours, them being able to help more people, and the flow-on effect, and the way that impacts society, like nothing excites me more. What's your impact? Because if that impact isn't so huge that it excites you, it's going to be hard. Your focus is more on you rather than them. So that's the second thing you got to get right. The third thing, what's your business model look like so that you leverage? If your business model is you doing everything all the time, you don't have a business, you've got a glorified job. Now that doesn't mean that you've got to have a business where you're completely out of it, not at all. I know lots of people who have a great business, multiple 7-8 figure businesses, and they know at the end of it, they're probably not able to sell it, and they know that they're a big part of it, but they're not completely in it. They've still got 20 days off a month. So what sort of business model do you have where you have leverage? In your business, you need to be thinking about, how do I have genius days where I work on systems, processes, plans, IP to be able to help my clients win even more? How do I have free days to be able to do the things I want to be able to do? How can you serve more people? If you're some sort of coach, consultant, service provider, like the majority of our people are, there's only so many hours in a day. If you're working with each client one-on-one, well, you can maximum see 24 clients for an hour each day without having any sleep. That's impossible. So how do you leverage? What does your model look like right now? And finally, how are you going to attract to build an audience? Like, if you understand the result that your person wants, if you understand the impact that you want to make, if you've got a model that allows you to leverage and be able to help more people, and you are clear on what are the activities to attract, you're going to have something that's really exciting to you. And that in itself is really exciting to me, to think the impact you could make by getting this right. So work through those four questions. What result am I getting my people? What impact do I want to make, bigger picture? What model allows me to leverage? And what activities am I going to do that attracts the ideal client to help me build an audience? Hopefully that's been super helpful. I've got a couple of things I'd love to be able to share with you. If you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network, jump over to the Million Dollar Referral Network or find the link in the description. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, either on iTunes, on Spotify, search Get More Referrals Today, on Podbean. Join us on our social platforms, on YouTube, Referral Marketing Guru, and come hang out. If you don't have your 112 guide, how to get 100 new clients in the next 12 months with no ad spend, go to 112.com. If you want some help growing your business, if you want to be one of those 50 members to generate 100 new clients in 2021, shoot us a message. More than happy to see where you're at, what's missing, what's broken, and help you create a bit of a plan. Till next time, take care. Great being with you. I'll speak to you real soon. Take care, everyone.